Oh, happy Christmas again. And it's party time. Party time. We've got your hats. Oh, yes, here we go. Ready? Here's the hat. So it's party time. This is Christmas party. The Isle of Wight one from Whitwell. It's Farmer Chick having an absolutely fantastic Christmas party. I hope you all have a good one too. So. Take your victuals along with we. There's rabbit pie and roasted teal, and figgy pudding thick with peel, and just about a breast of veal is in the oven now baking. And Mrs. has made a topping brew, sure I've a tub of whiskey too, will last us most of the winter through, to cheer our merry making. Settled down, old George said grace, and then we did pitch in a pace. I reckon we made a proper play with all the spread that Christmas day. So Mrs. Farmer Chick did cry, "Here's the bottom of your rabbit pie." Then followed on the roast of veal, the ribs of beef, the roasted till, the figgy pudding thick with peel, all fairly round divided. We finished off with cheese and bread, white celery and beetroot red. By God, it was a topping spread the Farmer Chick provided. All done, we pushed the chairs away and then started in for fun and play. Then Mrs. brought a famous brew, as Farmer said she was allowed to do. Then tongues got loose and eyes got bright, as ought to be on Christmas night. Grandpa called old Mrs. Lowe and kissed her under the mistletoe. He did and then he let her go, and did and did surprise her. Then kiss within the ring began, the boys did catch, the girls did run. The smartest couple at the fun were Sam and Sir's Eliza. Then the Christmas boys came tumbling in, with dance and talk and a merry din. Good head and blunder starts the show, and after him King George, you know. Then Father Christmas and his wife, with broom and cuddle, fair and strife. The noble captain, Turkish knight, and most who give the maids a fright. Then he with brave King George does fight, he's after the other coming. Next valiant soldier, poor and mean, then doctor with his physic seen. Old Johnny Jacket starved and lean, 'twas proper Christmas mumming. Then Farmer from his whiskey keg gave us all a middling peg, to keep the dust down, so he said, "And never hurts your legs nor your head." 'Twas then the song and tale went round, the best of both, you'll be bound. Last Farmer set a dancing bout, 'twas lads and jam and farmer's stout. I reckon neither would give out, but keep their legs a-shaking. "Have done," we cried, "the match be drawn, or else you might dance away till dawn. Be gob, are mine so long as I'm born. It's Chick's Christmas merrymaking. Yeah, it's Chick's Christmas merrymaking." Hope you have a good party like that. Bye, everyone.